More now on the idea of progressive indexing of retirement benefits from the man most identified with that proposal, Robert Posen. Mr. Posen chairs an investment management firm. He was a member of the President's Commission to Strengthen Social Security, and later he pitched this idea to the White House. Why change the benefits for high-wage workers? Mr. Posen says it's because when Social Security began, there were no substantial IRAs and 401ks.
These private retirement programs are now enjoyed by the high-wage workers, and they're heavily tax-subsidized. They're also enjoyed by middle-wage workers. In 2004, for example, the tax subsidies for IRAs and 401ks were about $55 billion. And so when we think about the post-retirement income for these people relative to what they got before retirement, we can reasonably say that they'll get Social Security, but they will also get retirement income from other sources. And if we are going to intelligently try to reform the system, we need to take that into account.
Is there any great benefit other than political feasibility to, in effect, reducing the Social Security benefit for those high-wage earners as opposed to increasing the Social Security taxes for the same people and keeping the benefits as they are?
Well, various people have proposed increases in the payroll taxes, and that's something that can be considered. I guess the question is, if you're a high-wage worker, would you prefer a significant increase in your payroll taxes? For instance, if we took the $90,000 maximum now against which the 12.4% tax is paid and we brought it to $150,000, or would you prefer slower growth of benefits in the future? I believe that most high-wage workers would rather see slower growth of benefits from Social Security in the future, and I believe that the high-wage worker looks to 401ks, IRAs, and other private retirement plans as the main source of their retirement income and not Social Security.
But if those high-wage workers would continue to pay the same Social Security tax they've been paying all along since they earn above the cap, would it be difficult to sustain their support for this system if they're going to see their benefits decline? Or would they complain more about the unfairness of Social Security throughout the 21st century?
I've heard this argument, and I strongly reject it. I believe that the high-wage worker would accept slower growth of benefits as long as the purchasing power of their benefits continued to be the same, if not larger, which is true in progressive indexing. And second of all, I think the high-wage worker is much more likely to accept slower growth of benefits 30 and 40 years from now as opposed to a substantial increase in their payroll tax that will hit them right now and for the rest of their career.
Under the current system, we get occasional letters from the Social Security Administration mailings which tell us what our benefits would be based on our continuing to work toward whatever age it might be. I wonder, under a system...
I must tell you, I think those letters are most unfortunate because those letters have the implicit assumption that we have enough money to finance those scheduled benefits, and we clearly do not.
Well, they don't come looking like IOUs, but they do say this is what you're going to be getting.
But the projection is based on the notion that we have enough money to finance these.
But under your system, it seems to me, under progressive indexing, the mailer would always say, we'll figure out in a few years what your retirement benefit might be. We don't know yet.
Oh, no, we could make reasonable estimates, and we'd have to make some assumptions about wage growth, and we could also write the legislation in a way that we would say, instead of using price indexing, we'd say wage indexing minus 1.1% a year. But under the current letters that you get, you're getting a number that we can't possibly finance without substantial reform. And there are no cheap dates here. We've got to consider benefit constraints. You've raised payroll taxes. We could talk about that. These are the sorts of things that we have to consider in order for us to have a number that people could reasonably rely on.
Well, Bob Posen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Robert Posen, who created the proposal for progressive indexing of Social Security retirement benefits. He spoke to us from Boston.